Smile. 90.4 FM.
On Friday, we decided to go to the waterfront. And it was a beautiful evening on Friday, and we knew it wouldn't be busy. So we went there, and we were going to... Remember I told you we did the whole NSRI thing, where I gave away the cars then. We decided afterwards we could have some pizzas. So we bought some pizzas, and we sat at benches just opposite the amphitheater there at the waterfront. And there was a 21-year-old with us in our company. And she'd obviously never heard of this place before. Maybe never connected the word and the spelling. So she was telling a story and pointed in the direction of this place and proceeded to call it Kai 4. I forget the context. All I heard was Kai 4. So, of course, I wasn't going to let that go. So I found every opportunity afterwards to bring up Kai 4 instead of Key 4. Her argument was, it was a fairly good argument. I mean, she wasn't entirely wrong. She said, that spelling makes no sense. That looks nothing like Key. Which it doesn't. It's like Q-U-A-Y or something like that. But I didn't let it go, so I kept on calling it Kai 4. To her annoyance, a lot of it, obviously. But, you know, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not that funny. Sometimes it's dangerous. When somebody's really, really angry, you know that anger where they're fuming and they can barely breathe because they're in your face and they're screaming at you, and maybe you're a kid, because when kids, you know, they don't know when it's inappropriate to laugh, and then the person is mispronouncing a word or a phrase in the middle of this angry outburst. I remember as a kid, there was a situation with an uncle of mine. Now, he was a tricky man to begin with. He was the kind of uncle that if you stepped out of line, the aunties would threaten you with him. They'll go like, if you don't stop, we're going to call uncle. And then you stepped in line. So there he was in my face shouting at me for something I'd done. And I remember he said something like, you could at least be a little more subtle about it.
Subtle.
So, of course, what do? I burst out laughing because he just said subtle. And now two things can happen here. Either he laughs along and the situation is diffused, or your laughter means that you've just chosen violence. I ran. I was out of there.
Probably a good idea.
Smile breakfast.
Smile breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.